The NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Thursday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rocket Ass Emma.
Hey, Friday Eve. Nice.
A little bit. Friday Eve indeed. Kind of big day.
I'm in here fixing stuff.
I don't know that it was you as much as the engineer.
I'm pretty
you
sure.
You dialed the number, though.
I got on it.
You did?
I've been on it for like an hour now. So
you have been.
We could have lost an hour of the show.
You've been investigating.
Yep. I've been hacking. I've been looking things up, cracking codes.
I think it that's was a true.
They call me the decoder.
Is that what they call you?
Yeah. Today they're going to start doing that because I just came up with it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know that. Who's going to call you that?
Well, I was hoping you would. I was hoping you'd jump in there and be.
Get my back.
Yeah. The decoder, and that's pretty cool.
You said it funny because it sounded like
like a movie.
No. It sounded like you said D.
That's not, funny,
but with a K.
Decoder, Dakota, yeah. What, decoder,
no,
decoder.
Member.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying right. it for you because you apparently don't want to.
Well, you know.
I'm not scared. Decoder.
Sounds funny coming out my mouth.
It's well, right about that. Oh, today's Suicide Squad Day, dude.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Oh, look what I did.
What did you do?
I remembered your, where is it? Flash drive.
Which is impressive as
first time.
Small as it is.
And, that's what she said. And, I watched it last night, brought it right back to you, didn't forget. And that is very unlike me, but
it's very solid of you.
Because you forgot so many times, I
you
put
had
it in
to
my
rub
head,
it in.
And I was like, "Yeah, I'm swear to God, I'm gonna show him how this is done."
And you did.
I did. Never gonna happen again.
Probably not. Probably not.
But
how'd you like the ultimate edition of Batman vs. Superman?
You were right about those scenes, man, especially from my point of view. And Beefcake was there too. I was sitting with two experts, apparently. And it was very interesting to hear what they had to say and then what I added to it because, like you said, I come from a different perspective, I guess, from what they're talking about. And I let them know how the scenes affected the way I watched the movie because I was like, wait, I thought that was Lex Luthor. Is that his son? What's going on? I wasn't sure what the hell. And I had some more questions, too. But the the cut scenes really changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. A lot more Clark Kent in this movie.
And there's let's see here. There's a lot of stuff in the regular movie now that I'm thinking back, now that I've seen some of these scenes that they clearly could have cut or trimmed down. The weird dream sequence with Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Could have cut that out and put something else, one of those other good scenes in. And the fact that they kept going back to his parents' murder made the ultimate change of mind at the end of the battle kind of less effective in terms of your emotion because he already kept going back to that. If they had left that alone and then had that, it wouldn't have seemed so change his mind on the turn of a dime kind of deal. Like, we're going to battle it out. I'm going to kill you. I've
and
come up with
second,
ways to kill
out.
You. And now we have a mom name in common.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden
we're bros.
Yeah, I'm going to go get her.
So that is a very weak plot device.
I really feel like if they had at least waited to bring all that back, that would have been a little more effective.
Correct.
But there's, a lot of stuff like that.
And there's also, too, I'm sure you probably picked up that some of the stuff that was cut was so vital, yet such a short scene. Like, there's some of those scenes that are on the Ultimate Edition that are less than 30 seconds long, but have a huge piece of information in it.
Yeah, and
like the Jenna Malone scenes with Lois, where she's calling and telling him about the chair and why Superman couldn't see it.
Yeah.
See the bomb in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge, because everybody thought that He knew it was there, but he was so focused on doing whatever Superman wanted to do, he didn't care who got exploded.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that that movie isn't as bad as people thought.
Correct.
It's not a bad movie. It was poorly edited.
Yes.
Huge, a million holes in that, and a big ball dropped.
And I got to ask, do you think, like I think, and that it was the studio, it's clear that the studio was involved, or do you think that was Zack Snyder's editing decisions? I think it was all studio. Because he turned in the ultimate cut to the studio, and the one we got in theaters was less time than the ultimate cut, which makes me think they edited it.
I feel like it was in the editing room, and I think Zack Snyder, although I'm sure he wasn't saying edit that, edit this, he did see it before he handed it off. I feel maybe, I don't know, I can't say none of it's his fault because he's sort of at the helm of it all.
A little bit. I mean,
but you were right
downhill.
About that. You were totally right about that. So,
well, I'm glad you dug that, man. We got Suicide Squad tonight on the way. We got new Blink-182. Also, we got L. King, new Beck, and we've got news and sports.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You're tuned into the NRQ Morning Show. My name's Rock, and that is Emma.
Good morning.
How'd everything go yesterday at the Chillin' Grill sign-up?
Dude, I had so much fun. I always find a way to have a good time. Braga and I were hanging out.
Saw the pictures up on Facebook.
Jeff came by.
Of course he did.
I love Jeff. I told
Friend
him,
of the show.
You know you're an unofficial promotions intern, right? Because, like, he comes to everything. He even helps out. He wore his NRQ shirt.
Yeah.
And neither Braga... Nor did I have my shirt on, actually. Well, I had my shirt on, but you know what I mean.
Yes, not the NRQ
one. He shows up now. Everyone starts asking him, hey, what is this? I'm like, go ahead, Jeff.
Handle this.
I put him to work. But yeah, we had a good time, met a lot of cool people, and got people signed up for that Chill and Grill.
The Corvallis Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in identifying a theft suspect.
They need my help?
You are part of the public.
I'm on the case. Well, they call me a lot for help, you know. I'm really good at fighting crime.
Or you know are you involved in it?
You know this, and I can't say anything else.
Can't confirm or deny.
You know, sometimes you got to see where the other people are coming from.
Right? According to police, the woman in the surveillance photos cashed checks from a wallet in Corvallis. She stole the wallet. There's some checks inside. Mm-hmm. And she decided to run to the bank, and she's very clearly on the bank's little ATM machine camera.
How the hell did she cash checks?
How did she not think that she was going to be on camera depositing stolen checks?
Who doesn't know that?
I don't know.
So they must have been signed already.
Well, is that how it works?
Well, you can't... I don't think you can deposit a check if it's not in your name and you haven't signed it yet. I think you have to sign it.
Really?
Yeah.
When it comes to the ATM machine, I just deposit checks. I never sign it because there's never a pen sitting there.
Well, then
I just throw it right in the bank.
Well, that seems like there's a hole in that plan.
A little bit. I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or if maybe I'm getting the money in my account.
Well, that answers my question, but your question, very good. Who doesn't know there's a camera right there?
That's a big one.
Because you know she went that route because they're not her checks. So
Correct.
She's like, I'll just go ahead and swoop by the ATM and
nobody
not
will
wear
be the wiser.
Anything to even disguise myself at all.
Anyone who can identify the woman, which should be fairly easy because the city of Corvallis Police Department has a couple of different pictures of her very visibly on their Facebook page. There's no, like, shadows obstructing any, like, it's full frontal face.
Clear as day.
Yeah, man. She's going to get caught quickly.
I'm surprised she hasn't yet.
If you can, contact Officer Mark Smith with any information at 541-766-6924. Again, how about the Corvallis Police Department catch thief? Pokemon Go really does make some people abandon all common sense, Em.
Dear Jesus. Me? Yes.
A 27-year-old guy catching some puppeteers rice.
I am so getting that right now.
Awesome. A 27-year-old guy named Brent Daly in Santan Valley, Arizona, and his 25-year-old wife, Brianne. They were playing Pokemon Go outside their house last week, and they decided to wander around looking for more Pokemon.
Okay.
There was only one problem. They left their 2-year-old son behind at the home.
Oh, my God.
One of the neighbors spotted the kid.
They went out for a couple.
Couples only, Em.
Okay.
Can't have a kid, would you?
And well, that's embarrassing.
Right?
Couples only.
Grown folks time.
Went ahead and had this romantic evening of Pokemon
hunting.
Hunting. Thank you.
Maybe scavenging.
And at no time in their brain was, oh, yeah, and our toddler is in the house.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
No thoughts about that.
All right.
And just to get this important, very important detail out there, the chick is way hotter than the dude. I don't know how he pulled her.
And I'm coming over there.
I mean, she's not like hot like man. I need a piece of that. But she's clearly more attractive than her doughy.
I can see how they would be together.
Really? You can see how they couple up? I think he's.
Yeah, she looks dumpy. And
I think she's dating down.
She looks sad.
She looks sad, says Emma.
No, I can see how that would happen. I see a lot of couples, though, where I'm like, really?
I see a ton of couples
you
like
could
that.
You do
like,
so much better
yeah, what
than
is
that.
I mean,
with
what?
Both,
are you settling?
You know, sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's the girl and sometimes it's the guy. But I'm like,
man.
Huh, that's interesting. He must be very funny. Let's hope.
He must be working with a monster or a very funny young man.
Yeah, at least you have a good personality. You know? Like the girl in school that always got told, well, you have a pretty face. Well, that's just, now I know what you're getting at.
Did you basically just say with all due respect?
Kind of.
I mean,
like, hey,
that's kind of how I feel
you're
right
the
now.
Duff. That's what that means.
Yeah, man. One of the neighbors spotted the kid, called 911. He was crying and trying to get into the house, and he was only wearing a diaper, a t-shirt, and no shoes.
So he was already outside, and they walked away.
Yes.
They must have been onto a really good Pokemon.
The Pokemon was on the run. Brent and Brianne.
How far did they get?
Well, they were gone for a total of 90 minutes, so however far you could walk in 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's way longer than it takes to be like, oh, yeah. I feel like a bad parent because I got halfway down the block kind of deal.
Yeah, this was a good, like, several...
It was a trek.
Several blocks.
Okay.
When they got back, they were arrested for child endangerment and child neglect, and their son is currently with the Department of Child Services.
What's up with their kid not being able to take care of himself, stupid baby? Come
man,
on.
Get better at life. You're 2 years old.
Get it together, man. It's embarrassing.
You know what I was doing it to? Slamming all types of cocaine.
I was going to work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Paychecks and everything.
Yep, so we can be ballers.
Have to.
With the cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay, no, just say no, kids. We're just
absolutely.
Kidding. I'm sorry.
JK,
so sorry.
JK.
Nothing funny about that. We went way over the line too quick. Way too quick. They're like, did they just say a toddler should do cocaine? This is a weird show.
President Obama is now officially the hero of Demaryius Thomas's family after cutting the wide receiver's grandma a huge break on her life sentence. Minnie Pearl Thomas is one of the 214 prisoners who got their prison sentences commuted by the president yesterday.
Nice.
Minnie got sentenced to life in prison in 2000 for running, coincidentally enough, a cocaine distribution ring.
Shut up. That's great.
But now she's set to be released on December the 1st, thanks to President Obama. Demaryius said this, quote, couldn't be a better day.
Nice.
As he gave the president a shout-out for giving families like his second chances. The Broncos star already saw his mother get her drug sentence commuted in 2015. She famously attended one of Demaryius' football games for the first time last season.
I remember that.
Yeah, man. They did the nice little workup about that on NBC's pregame show.
Cool. I love hearing this. It makes me so happy that this is happening leading up to when he gets out. He's let a lot of people out that have been convicted and are in for a very long time over a little bit of weed.
200 and... Well, this one in particular, to be clear, was a alleged cocaine distribution
Sorry
ring.
About that.
Don't know how... much of a role she played in that or how much cocaine was being distributed out of this ring. For all I know, she could have been convicted back in the 80s and 90s when anybody that got caught with even the most remote amount of coke, the feds would try to find a way to put you away for a very long time.
Yeah, clearly there's some wiggle room here.
Yeah, but 214 was the total number yesterday, which I guess from all accounts on the news is the most commuted sentences in a single year, let alone a single day by a president.
I think it's fantastic.
So that's a ton of folks who are getting those second chances, hopefully, and they will take full advantage of said second chance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because the people who are being let out really shouldn't have been there in the first place, especially for so long. I bet they're stoked.
Yeah, man.
I guarantee you they're going to get out and do something with their lives.
Coming up, we got your teas also on the way. We've got L. King, and we got the new one from Beck. It's the NRQ Morning Show.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Might be easier if they were in jail.
mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm rocking. That's Emma.
Hey.
Coming up at 7:30-ish on the NRQ Morning Show. Me and Em, we will be joined by the Bacon Brothers. It's not a food thing.
It sounds like a food truck we're
Doesn't
starting.
It?
Yeah.
It's Kevin Bacon
and
his brother Michael. They will be calling into the show. They got a new single out now called Driver. We'll get that going for you at some point in the 7 o'clock hours. That way you can hear that before we talk to the Bacon Brothers, man.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, we can talk about it, but like right before we go on with them, maybe, so they can hear it.
Yeah, man. It's pretty good, actually.
You like it?
I was blown away. I talked to Al yesterday. I was like, got Kevin Bacon coming on the show tomorrow. He's like, for what? And I was like, Bacon Brothers got a new single out, man.
Dude,
he was like,
because we're shakers and movers.
That's what we do, Al. Deal with it, bruh.
Yeah, come on.
He was like, actually, I've seen them and they're quite good live. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah. It's just two-piece man band. It's just him and his brother.
What's the song?
A killer job. It's called Driver.
Driver. Okay.
Yeah, it's new music.
Cool, dude.
And we'll get that going for you coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, we got your tease.
All right. For as much as Jimmy Kimmel pranks other people, whether it's Matt Damon, of course, like every day, or nameless pedestrians on the street, he's receptive to being on the receiving end as well. Last year, I told you about when Rihanna crashed Kimmel's house in the middle of the night and stood on his bed and proceeded to sing, "Bitch, better have my money." This time, it was Britney Spears who crashed Kimmel's bedroom with a few male dancers gyrating on the bed and blasting music while a sleepy Kimmel struggled to understand what was happening to him. The video is great. Then, as quickly as they appeared, Spears and the dancers moved out. And trust me, Rock, you would not have minded this at all.
Let's see.
Look at this. Look what's going on there. Let's see if I'm...
It's a bare-chested Jimmy.
Look at Britney. She looks great, but she gets on the bed, starts doing her, like, toxic dance. Yeah,
doing a hair whip?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times, Kimmel looks out to the hallway like, honey, are you seeing this?
Is this happening?
I'm not making this happen. Yeah, and look at those guys. Yeah. They're, like, in barely anything with rave paint on them and hiked up.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
Look at that. Look at Kimmel's like, no.
Jimmy's like, stop.
Yeah.
Britney, come here.
His parts all up in his face. Yeah, and Britney, like I said, looks great. Good for her.
Yeah, she does.
Look at her. So I didn't think you would mind that at all.
No, in fact,
I can just leave that up while I talk.
Please.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, or in fact, shut up.
Yeah.
I can't hear you anyway. And another prank, it wasn't really a prank, though. It was just a little joke, and it's stupid because every time I found it online, it was like, oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio pranked his friend Jonah Hill, and it was such a big deal, such a prank. Look at this, and put up videos. Basically, all he did, and it was cute, it was funny, but Jonah Hill was standing out, I think.
She's yelling, sorry, Jimmy, she realized she's in the house, and it's late at night. She's like, oh my God, is somebody sleeping?
She was like, oh, the kids are here. Yeah, so that happened.
Why'd you make her go away? Why'd you turn her off?
Because that's at the end, she's leaving. She's going, she's like, see ya.
That's
Jimmy.
The best part of the video, is
actually,
watching her leave.
I think the best part you would have thought would be her getting there, because they got a quick shot of her going up the stairs.
Oh, man. Where was that shot at?
It was in the beginning, but I had to show you. You know what?
I'll look it up later.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so Leo DiCaprio saw Jonah Hill. I'm sure they were probably waiting for each other. Jonah Hill is outside of a restaurant looking at his phone and stuff, and then Leonardo DiCaprio saw him first, so he ran up to him with his phone like he was a crazed fan. Caught him so off guard, he wasn't sure what or who was running full speed towards him. So there is a still shot of how shocked Jonah looks. It was a pretty scared expression on his face. It's kind of cute. It's a few seconds long, and like I said, everyone made a bigger deal out of it, like Entertainment Tonight.
What's Jonah Hill looking like these days? Is he still big Jonah? Is he back to being small Jonah?
Well, he's trying to lose the weight that he had to gain the most recent movie with the War Dogs, or the... Where there's some, damn it, Rock.
My bad, I had a question. I thought you had answers.
Well, I thought you knew, remember the...
The last movie I knew that he did was
Sausage
Party.
No, it's the one where they are selling guns to the military. This one.
Oh, yeah. We saw that trailer.
He had to gain a bunch of weight, I guess, for this. And so I saw him on, I want to say, Fallon.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so he's struggling to lose that because he's a big boy anyway. So,
and he finally got down to his weight. Then he fell off the wagon again, started getting bigger, started back on his healthy lifestyle, just getting smaller again. Yeah. And you go and take a role where you're required to get, like, that's not good for a bigger person who has lapses like that.
Sure, but that role is money.
Yeah.
Like, in more ways than one, but seriously, that's a good role. So, and he's serious about acting, more serious than...
Well, I hope he is able to get the weight off a lot easier this time.
Yeah, at least now he knows a little bit about it, but he, you know, he's a big boy and he's not...
As a big guy, I felt very proud of him when he got as small as he did.
He said on Fallon, he's like, I even called Channing up and I said, hey, if I, you know, eat healthier and, you know, try to exercise, will I be able to get in shape or lose weight? And Channing goes, yeah, you stupid mother effer. No S. It's pretty funny. Key and Peele, yesterday was a great day for Key and Peele fans. The complete series is now available on DVD. Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele's beloved sketch show. I love it. Only ran for 5 seasons over 3 years, but it left a considerable footprint on the comedy world with so many sketches embedding themselves into culture, becoming classics along the way. There's a lot of standouts. He named some of his favorites. Keegan-Michael Key did. I've got my own list, but we don't have time for that. And Kevin Nealon joins the cast of Matt LeBlanc's CBS sitcom. Matt LeBlanc is a man with a plan this fall, and that plan now includes a brother and that new title for the show, because he didn't have that either. Kevin Nealon was, or has been cast as a series regular on the CBS comedy about a guy who is juggling life as a contractor and newly appointed kid caretaker as his wife goes back to work. Kevin Nealon, as SNL vet, who also starred on Weeds, great on Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play Don, which is going to be Matt LeBlanc's older sibling. His name is Adam. And then he's also his business partner. On Monday, the network announced that Lisa Schneider from Yes, Dear will replace Jenna Fisher in the role of Adam's wife, Andy. Fisher exited the project in May. We still don't know what happened there, but apparently it was a Jenna-Matt thing. Sounds like they didn't get along, but I don't know what happened. Still, they're not talking about it.
I will say I find it a bit interesting that Matt LeBlanc ends up on the network that Matthew Perry currently resides on. I find that to be interesting and maybe wonder if Matthew Perry had some role in landing him a job there.
Yeah, because it is CBS and not NBC,
correct,
which is where they were. So. Man with a Plan debuts on CBS, actually, October 24th, so if you want to check that
awesome.
Out. An Olympics preview on tonight on NBC. The opening ceremonies are tomorrow night. Can't believe we're still having it in a place where you can't drink water or put your head underwater or breathe the air too much.
And
this
Zika's
is the Summer Olympics.
Cray right now.
Right.
Oh, by the way, we got Zika in the state of Oregon. Did you hear about that? Jackson County. There's 2 cases that they found just yesterday.
Fantastic.
The Zika's here. I blame Al Scott.
It's a good idea.
Right?
And
he's told us several times, I got Zika.
Oh, that's true. He's already been honest. We thought he was lying and joking. Oh,
he's patient zero, M.
Yeah, we should probably keep him out of here.
I'd agree.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday wake-up call coming up on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You know, they say 6 in the morning is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
The Bam!
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. KNRQ.
My name's Rock and that's Emma.
Good morning.
59 degrees is our current temperature, getting up to a high of 90 effing 4 today.
What?
Yeah, man. Thank God we're going to be sitting our asses in an ice-cold, air-conditioned movie theater checking out Suicide Squad when it's at the peak of the heat.
So great. I'm so excited.
It's supposed to hit 90 around 5 o'clock and then 94 right around 6. So just as we're going into the theater, we will be nice and AC'd up, man.
All right,
it's
going
to be awesome.
I'm fine with that, then.
Yeah. 7:15 is the time.
That's your Throwback Thursday wake-up call. Some Bon Jovi for you. You give love a bad name. Good morning, wake up.
Coming up, we got Kevin Bacon and Michael Bacon. The Bacon brothers are calling into the show. Also on the way, we've got your sleaze. We got your music news and a dumbass of the day.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrity sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Welcome back to the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rock and that is Emma.
Good morning.
And that is new music from the Bacon Brothers. Kevin and Michael Bacon is called Driver. And we actually have the Bacon Brothers on the line with us right now. Good morning, Kevin and Michael. How y'all doing?
How you doing? Great.
Oh, thank God they didn't leave us. Good morning.
That is a killer tune, by the way. When are you guys dropping your next album?
Well, this is Michael speaking. We're really confused about that. You know, I started out in the music business in the early 70s. So to me, it was about, a CD or an album. Now it's sort of that idea is kind of disappearing. So what I'm hoping is we get some traction on this new single. And by the way, thank you so much for spinning it. It means a lot.
Oh, no problem. It sounded great.
We also have a video coming out of this, of the driver's song, which we're really proud of, coming out, I think, this week.
Now, I knew you were a musician and a composer, Michael. I had heard about you before. How long have you been writing music?
Well, I've really done it my whole life. I don't remember a time that I wasn't. You know, maybe I started when I was 5 or 6, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one thing I've always been good at, and it makes people like me better, more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I was born to do, and I'm very, very fortunate to, you know, have a lot of different hats and have a band with my brother and be a film composer and a teacher and so on.
Yeah, has your younger brother, Kevin, always been a tag-along with you?
Still is. Can't get rid of him.
Can't get rid of him.
Michael, real quickly, I want to talk to you a little bit about, I saw that you got your start at the Electric Factory. I was born and raised in South Jersey, so I spent a lot of time at the Electric Factory in Philly. How was that to play the Electric Factory back in the 60s and 70s? What was the vibe like back then, man?
Oh, it was the real thing, and I think, you know, people really haven't really gotten over that, and they're still trying to get back to that, but Kevin's best friend growing up owned the Electric Factory.
Really? So I'm only 1 degree separated.
There you go. Oh, man, I was hoping you wouldn't go there. My first question for Kevin was, how sick are you of hearing about the 6 degrees BS? And I was expecting him to say pretty tired of it, and then I was going to note that and remind you. Sorry about that, Michael.
Oh, you know what? I don't even, it's been around so long that it's totally fine with me. I don't worry about it anymore.
You're immune to it. Is this next album really your 7th album?
We have the single right now of Driver. I guess 36 Cents was our last one, which is our last, you know, album, which was a couple years old. And I think 36 Cents was our 6th studio album, I believe. We did one album. I've kind of lost track, but
that's fair.
You're a busy guy.
I didn't realize how many albums you had, so I guess you don't either. But it's a lot more than I thought.
It's really just about, you know, if the songs come, you know, we write them, and then all of a sudden we turn around and we go, look, we need to record them, and that's when the albums come out. We have about 4 new tunes now, so you never know. I mean, we'll see where we're at, and maybe do another one.
Well, Kevin, I know that you have a ton of acting creds, and now you've got the music side in addition to that. But apparently you were always into music, yet somehow you got on the path of Hollywood. What led you onto that path as opposed to doing what Michael did and trying to go into the musical field?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I really fell in love with acting. I took an acting class, and you know, it's just something that you do it and you go, yeah, I think this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
I was very, very driven as a kid. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned career path, because it's like I started thinking about a career path, you know, probably before I even knew what a career path was. And my brother was already a professional musician. And so I kind of felt, well, if I'm going to do something, I want to do something different. So it was a combination of doing something different than him, but also really falling in love with acting.
Michael, has Kevin always tried to steal your thunder? Or just kidding. I can't wait to hear the next thing you guys release. Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
You know, a lot of people think because he is such an amazing actor that how could you also be an amazing musician? So, you know, it's a collaboration that I've really valued pretty much, you know, for years and years and years since we were kids. And the great thing about the band is just, you know, it's something we do together, is something we own. It's, in a funny way, probably the only thing that both of us in our other careers actually control. You know, we're not working, we're the bosses, and it's a great feeling. And, you know, having the band out for 20-odd years, it's, you know, I feel very, very proud of that.
Well, we thank you guys so much for calling into the show this morning and just spending a few minutes with us to tell us about your new music. Driver is a tremendous record, and hopefully we'll be playing that a lot more for you guys. It's a killer tune. Stay up to date with what's going on with the Bacon Brothers. Make sure you follow them on Twitter at Bacon Brothers, also baconbrothers.com. Thank you guys so much this morning.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you,
appreciate
Kevin.
It.
Thank you, Michael.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Got to make sure we don't leave Michael out. He seems
awesome.
Oh,
absolutely,
awesome.
Yeah, man. Mike didn't really realize that There were other Bacon Brothers out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had no idea that they'd been doing this since 1995.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I feel like a dick.
21 years in this game. It's crazy. Yep. And it's a killer tune.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You tuned into the NRQ Morning Show. If you missed the interview that we just had with the Bacon Brothers, you'll be able to catch that later on today, NRQ.com. On the NRQ Morning Show podcast. Right now, we got your sleaze.
Roll out the red carpet. Everyone in Celebrityville is fair game.
Uh-oh, here she comes.
From stars behind bars
to B-listers with blisters, wardrobe malfunctions, nip slips, and drunken rampages. And no, it's not Emma's weekend. It's the Celebrity Sleaze.
Anybody ever told you you have a serious impulse control problem?
Celebrity Sleaze.
And now, the ruler of the chicks.
Here's Emma.
All right, Rock. It's time for Car Crash, starring Kris Jenner. Are you excited?
Back it up, buckaroos.
Usually, well, wrong Jenner, but I love what you're doing here. Okay, usually she's a train wreck, but Kris Jenner was just involved in a car wreck off the 101 freeway near her home.
I'm visualizing her face. Back it up, buckaroos.
South Park.
The greatest.
Oh, South Park. Oh, I love
Trey Parker and Matt Stone touched my soul.
So much.
My apologies.
But it looks like the impact was bad enough that she may have broken her wrists. How's she going to scold people?
Right.
Law enforcement sources said Kris's white Rolls Royce collided with a Prius. Those damn Priuses. The force of the impact deployed her airbag and absolutely destroyed the front end. It looks much worse than it was, I guess. A Kardashian source told TMZ that the Prius ran a red light. A law enforcement source tells TMZ it appears Kris was driving on a surface street when the Prius cut in front of her trying to get onto the 101 and caused the collision. Kris is being treated on the scene, or was being treated on the scene by paramedics when I found this. And they did not want to remove her from the car for fear of exacerbating her injury or their own headaches. Mm. They're like, no, stay in the car.
Please.
Don't worry. She's like, I'm hurt. My airbag came out. Don't worry. Just drive along. Move along.
Your airbag, unfortunately, did come out, and it worked.
Yeah. They're, like, called Kim, Chloe, and what's her name?
There's, like, six more. There's Courtney.
No, I was going with the three. Courtney. There you go.
The only one that matters.
No word yet on Caitlyn Jenner's whereabouts at the time of the accident. Get her, guys.
She's out here telling buckaroos to buckle up.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the whole car wreck and the Prius thing takes me back.
She ran the old lady over and then backed up and did it again. Cartman jumps in the car. Or was it Kyle? I think it was Kyle. Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen Caitlyn Jenner's South Park episode,
she's all throughout this last season. It's so money.
As we know, last week, Lindsay Lohan and her fiancé Igor got into a huge blowout fight at her London apartment where she accused him of being physically abusive. And this week's issue, A Star, has pictures of an apparent altercation between them on the beach in Greece back on July 5th. The picture comes from a video that starts with Lindsay and Igor arguing inside a Jeep. Lindsay throws Igor's cell phone out of the car and then gets out and runs to get it. I'm assuming it's about texting the alleged Russian chick she's being cheated on with. I'm not sure. But he runs after her, grabs her, yelling at her to give him the phone. Then he pins her arms behind her back, and she drops the phone. They argue more, and then they leave together in the Jeep. That's healthy.
So there was actually no physical attack whatsoever.
He shouldn't put his hands on her like that. He pinned her arms behind her back and made her drop the phone.
I heard her throw the phone out the car.
She did, and then she ran and got it, and then he ran and got her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Winona Ryder was Lindsay Lohan before Lindsay Lohan. In December 2001,
yes, she was.
She was arrested for shoplifting at a Saks Fifth Avenue store in Beverly Hills. Unlike Lindsay, that's when she shut it down. Winona used the opportunity to disappear for a while and get her head on straight, and it worked. So you could say it was a blessing in disguise. I guess that was the part that Lindsay missed in the whole mentor situation she seemed to pick up. But Winona told Porter Magazine, psychologically, I must have been at a place where I just wanted to stop. I won't get into what happened, but it wasn't what people think. And it wasn't like the crime of the century. But it allowed me time that I really needed, where I went back to San Francisco, got back into things and just had other interests, frankly. Anyone who's watched Winona's new Netflix show, Stranger Things, knows what I mean by, seems like she doesn't age. She looks amazing. She looks like she's, I don't know, still in her 20s. Have you seen her?
I have not seen her since the security tape of her shoplifting.
She's 44. Whoa, I had no idea she was 44. Yeah, she looks like she's like in her 30s or something. She looks great. Must be rough, Justin Bieber. The Biebs is taking quite a break on the Big Island in a $6.8 million cliffside home called the Waterfalling Estate. Hmm. Justin's planning to stay for 2 weeks at $10,000 a night.
Jeez.
$140,000. It's a lot of
money.
Man,
that's what... people would kill to make in a year, and you're dropping it on a vacation.
Yeah, he's got tons of people there. There's a high dive, two-story water slide, two ATVs, basketball and tennis court, ponds, a private chef, and the sick rooftop helipad. You know, just in case he has errands to run in a helicopter.
Hashtag 1% of problems.
He hired his own pilot to help tote his pals around the island. Yeah.
Trying to be that guy.
Hashtag sad for you, Bieber.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Why is he crying all the time? I don't understand.
I really don't. You're always so emotional.
Things seem great.
Right? You're petting tigers one day. You got Selena Gomez sweating you to no end. Then you're out here dropping $140,000 on a vacation. That's not even including what you got to pay for food. Your helicopter flights, your
that's just
shopping.
The room alone.
Yes.
Or the room. You know what I mean. And that's your celebrity sleaze.
Where we make you feel as crunchy as possible about your financial situation.
Not really crunchy, more like depressed, but we don't mean to. We have good intentions.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rock and that is Emma.
Damn it, Rock.
I know. I do things funny.
Wrong. You did it wrong.
Did I?
You just messed up the whole 8 o'clock hour. I quit. I'm out of here.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
That is new Kaleo on the NRQ Morning Show. Called Way Down We Go from their album A/B, which pretty solid album, man, for some cats from Iceland.
Definitely.
Worth the listen. And you can see them live because August 12th, they're going to be at the Hi-Fi Music Hall. Damn near a sold-out show, if not sold out completely already. So we've got a guest list.
Yep.
And we could get you on it right now, 684-0979, you plus one. NRQ, who's this?
This is Sean.
What's happening, Sean?
Oh, Sean.
How are you?
Sean's
back.
I listen
to you guys like I do.
Yeah, she does. She's very dedicated, too. She'll find ways around obstacles.
She told
me all about it. Hey, Sean, you want to go to Kaleo?
I so do.
All right. Well, what do you think?
Okay, we'll get you on a guest
list.
You plus one. It's next Friday, August the 12th at the Hi-Fi Music Hall. You just have to hang on the line and we'll grab your info from you in a second.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Nice little back and forth.
Yeah, man. First name on the list. And we've got just about a week left to fill up that guest list. So we will probably give away at least one guest list spot from now until next Friday, August the 12th. How pumped are you for out of all the NRQ, you see them first concerts that we got rolling through.
Yep.
Which band are you most pumped to see? I would wager that it would be Kaleo.
The ones upcoming, or are we calling, like, talking about all of them? Because X Ambassadors
is going to be tough to
beat. But Kaleo is, that's the one I'm most looking forward to.
I got to say, I've heard Mike Snow puts on a killer live show.
Really?
And not knocking Kaleo. I know they're fairly new. Mike Snow's been around a couple of years. Curious to see what they do, man.
I've only heard Genghis Khan, so who knows?
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great concert series, and it all begins this weekend, man. After months of preparation and talking about it, it's here, man.
Yep.
One of the biggest cherries on the the cupcake that is the 103 Days of Summer.
The Sunday.
Yeah, man.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ. The lead singer of the band Modest Mouse was cited for crash...
Dude. Music news coming up.
Is that right? It's in the local news, so I'm talking about it right now. We could talk about it again in the music news.
That's all you have, huh, in terms of news?
I mean,
the guy from Modest Mouth.
It's slow news day, yeah.
You didn't think about the fact
that the top headline on KBO.
Music news is coming up?
I didn't.
Wow, dude.
I know.
Go ahead.
Extra crunchy. It looks like he fell asleep at the wheel, allegedly, according to a report from K2's news partners at Willamette Week. Isaac Brock failed to stop Wednesday morning as he approached traffic that was stopped near the Morrison Bridge in downtown Portland. Portland Police spokesman Sergeant Pete Simpson said Brock hit the back of the city truck, which hit a Subaru, which then hit another Subaru, which likely hit a fifth car that then left the scene, perhaps not knowing it had even been tapped. Brock told police that he'd fallen asleep at the wheel. He was evaluated for signs of intoxication, which responding officers could not confirm. So it looks like he might not face a DUI charge. There were no signs of Brock being otherwise impaired, so police just simply cited him for careless driving. Simpson said there were no serious injuries, and that investigation is closed. I'm sure you remember when Clint Eastwood captivated the nation with that empty chair skit at the 2012 Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
It became a huge deal online, a viral meme to say the least. And afterwards, he said he did it on the fly because he doesn't know how to give a prepared speech. Well, it's been 4 years, and he just gave a new interview. And he admits the skit was, quote, a silly thing. But he stands behind the point of it. He said, quote, I'm listening to an old Neil Diamond song, and he's going, no one heard at all, not even the chair. And I'm thinking, that's Obama. He doesn't go to work. He doesn't go down to Congress and make a deal.
So he doesn't know anything about reality. He's just going off this and then talking to chairs.
He continued his quote. It gets a little more interesting for you, Em. What the hell is he doing sitting in the White House? If I were in that job, I'd get down there and make a deal. So sure, Congress are lazy bastards, but so what?
So he really doesn't know how it works or what's been going on.
He said that.
So, hey, I'm still a confused old man. Is that what he's saying? End quote.
What was that movie? Gran Torino. Where he was like just the crazy old man. It seems like he's still the crazy old man. He says, you're, quote, the top guy. It's your responsibility to make sure everybody does well. And that's the wussy generation. Nobody wants to work. He actually said the P word, but, you know, and, I want to try to keep it friendly.
It's all his fault. I got it.
Clint Eastwood.
What a dumbass.
Very, very bizarre and probably one of the most memorable, I would say, convention speeches ever. And not memorable because of how good it was. Memorable because of how just
confusing that was.
And just...
And weird.
Confusing is a great word. I was going to go with bizarre, but confusing is, I think, a little bit more of an apt description.
All of it, totally.
Let's go ahead and jump into sports real quick. Got a bit of an update for you. Jacksonville Jags Denard Robinson is almost off the hook in his bizarre pond accident because all he's got to do is pay a small court-ordered fine. The 25-year-old running back was cited for careless driving after crossing a few lanes of traffic, then crashed his car into that pond. We talked about that right around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
According to Florida Times Union, Larry Hannon, that's the reporter here that TMZ spoke with, he said Robinson just pled no contest to the citation, and then the judge ordered him to pay just a $100 fine and said he wouldn't even get points on his driving record.
Wow.
So that means no increased cost to insurance.
Is he worried about that?
I would be.
Who is this?
Denard Robinson from Jaguars.
Doesn't he have
Jacksonville
money?
Jaguars, right? But still,
he
I mean.
Can't be worried about insurance going up a little bit.
He was not even present in court, Em. He sent his attorney to do the dirty work for him.
Of course.
Said, I got.
Why show up?
OTAs to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Got training camp. You know, the season starts this weekend. It looks like, he argued, Robinson's car drifted after he fell asleep at a red light, but barely went into the water. So
that's fine.
So the judge was like, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to go ahead and give you a pass.
It wasn't underwater.
It wasn't even his fault. He fell asleep at the wheel at the red light.
The red light.
With the foot on the gas. I mean, but he's okay. Plays for the NFL. Go Jags.
Happens all the time.
What you got coming up in your music news?
Man? I don't know anymore. Oh. You just took it. So you'll have to wait and find out.
Okay.
Because I'm putting it together
right
now.
Let's make it worth the wait, Em.
I'll let you know. I don't know yet. I'm flying blind right now. You just took my top story.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry. The name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
What I meant was shut up.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Rock and that's Emma.
Hey.
Coming up 9 o'clock, top of the hour. We've got a dumbass of the day right now. We've got your music news.
And now, here's Emma.
KNRQ. It's time to catch up on all things music.
Bring the noise!
Rock on, dude.
The music news. It's Emma.
Corey Taylor. Start here. Corey Taylor has revealed that he likely could have been paralyzed by his recent spinal cord injury. We spoke briefly about that, but we didn't know how bad it was. Speaking with Revolver, Taylor admitted that he didn't realize the severity of his situation, says he wrote off his mobility issues as a result of aging. He goes, I was losing strength on my right side, my balance was screwed, and the last two or three years have been really weird for me physically, but you get to a certain point where you think it's just because you're getting older. My doctor sent me to a specialist, and he said, oh, we need to do surgery right now. Me being me, I was like, is there any way we can reschedule this for after the tour?
Huh.
And he was like, nope.
No.
It, like, now, dude.
Yeah.
Taylor adds, he said my spinal cord injury was 20 times worse than what he's seen with UFC fighters. He pulled up the MRI and goes, you see that? That's really not supposed to grow that way. This is not good.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that would explain his anger and frustration when he's out there slapping the phones at a fans' hands, because he's out there performing with a full-on neck brace, and it sounds like a severely
screwed-up spinal
damaged,
cord.
Damaged,
absolutely.
Spinal cord, and you're just out here staring at your phone. It's like Corey Taylor is directly in front of you, bro, performing with a neck brace, and this
right.
is what you do?
Yeah, exactly. Not easy for him to get out there or do much, and he does a lot of stuff. So I'm glad he went to a specialist, but that's severe.
Yeah, man, if your neck looks worse, your spine looks worse than UFC people?
Right.
That's a problem.
The doctor was like, surgery now. He's like, really? Because I'm real busy. Like, nope. This is what
right
you're
now,
busy
right
with.
Now.
This is what you're doing. 1,000 and counting musicians gave proper tribute to David Bowie in Italy. A group called Rockin' 1000 gathered in, I believe it's called Cesena, Italy, to cover Bowie's famed 70s track, Rebel, Rebel. And there's a video of the concert. It just hit YouTube, actually, August 1st. Rockin' 1000 went viral in 2015 after covering the Foo Fighters. The rendition of Learn to Fly prompted Dave Grohl and company to play in Cesena as well and bring the creators of the video on stage with them. Since then, the ensemble dubbed the biggest rock band on earth has covered tracks by the White Stripes and Nirvana. Rockin' 1000 is a volunteer group which encourages vocalists as well as instrumental musicians to join by applying on their website.
Pretty good.
For David Bowie.
That's awesome, man.
All right, gross alert.
How gross we talk?
Apologies for this mental picture. That being said,
I feel like it's a with all due respect situation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Ozzy Osbourne just did what all rich, famous guys who get caught sleeping around do.
Went to rehab.
He did play the sex addict card. I don't know if rehab's
only
tomorrow.
A matter of time.
And to make the illusion complete.
Oh, my God, no.
He's getting intense therapy for it, he says. What's that like?
I don't know.
He said, quote, over the last 6 years, I've been dealing with a sex addiction. I am mortified at what my behavior has done to my family. I thank God that my incredible wife is at my side to support me. But at least one person doesn't believe him. This Michelle chick, the hairdresser he got caught messing around with. You will not believe this. She says, what they had was more like an old-fashioned romance and is a very real relationship. She says he even asked her to not see other people, or she asked him to not see other people, but he responded by saying that she took their relationship out of context, and he said that he was seeing other women, like his wife? and get this. Ozzy Osbourne's mistress, Michelle, just dropped a bombshell lawsuit on Kelly Osbourne. She
right?
took out, yeah, in which she admits to a 3-year affair with the rock star, but denies she abused him.
Hmm.
Michelle's pissed over several tweets that Kelly fired off after Ozzy's secret affair went public. Obviously, she was upset. If you recall, Kelly blasted Michelle, a hairstylist, saying anyone looking for a cheap, chunky, low lights and a blowout and also a B-job, call this number, and put her phone number up.
Wow, shots fired.
She also accused Michelle of manipulating Ozzy, saying, my father is almost 70 years old. Ever heard of elder abuse? So that's what she's suing over. You should not. You know what? Lay low, Michelle.
Yeah, just go ahead and do that.
Michelle says she was slut-shamed, bullied, and harassed. In her suit filed in L.A., looks like Michelle claims the relationship was no fling, that Ozzy made advances and turned their relationship and friendship into a romantic situation in 2013. She claims they secretly dated until May 2016. Michelle says Osbourne's accusation that she committed elder abuse is not only wrong, but defamatory and caused her all sorts of problems. Michelle says she's been emotionally damaged and lost business as a celebrity stylist. I don't know if that's all on Kelly. I feel like that's more of because of your actions.
I will say, and this might shock some, but I have to agree with her statement about the being slut-shamed. I am a huge defender of and in my opinion, of women. Yeah, man, because it's a complete double standard.
Yeah, he says.
Absolutely. It's a complete double standard. It takes two people to F. So you can't be out here bumping your gums about her and what she did. No.
It's not like she's defending her dad by saying he didn't do anything wrong.
I'm not saying that.
She's clearly angry because her mom was being played as a fool in public and her dad's cheating on her and this girl, they've been together for years and she sees nothing wrong with it.
I was referencing the type of situation overall amongst, like, if you're going to, again, not necessarily just with this case, it happens all the time where it's always the woman who's the homewrecker and breaks up the marriage. And this, look, why don't you reevaluate what your spouse is doing and make sure you got your spouse in check before you start?
Sure, it goes both ways.
Absolutely. And that's all I'm asking for is that people acknowledge that it takes two to
leave
do the deed.
Leave the sluts alone, Rock says.
I love the sluts.
Anyway, I'm Team Kelly on this one. I don't know. Wow. I'm totally Team Kelly. I don't know where you're going, but that's your music news on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning. Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Welcome back on this gorgeous Thursday morning. It's going to be a scorcher today. 94 is our projected high, but you and I in 9 hours will be in an air-conditioned movie theater with no worries.
All right. Well, Blitzer, you got your countdown clock?
Oh, you know it, man.
I know. I'm so excited.
Right over here, bottom right-hand corner. You know how I get down?
That's why I don't even have to do it. I'm like, wait, how many? Great, I'll be there.
Technically, to be factually correct, it's actually 8 hours and 47 minutes.
Oh, dear God.
You want me to stare at the countdown clock.
So bad. but it's going to be probably about 90 by 5, and they're saying even hotter by the time we're in the theater.
Yeah, man.
So
we will basically miss any kind of serious heat, you and I, because we will be checking out Suicide Squad tonight. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be hot enough by 3 for me to be like, nah, I'm going to the movies early.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Go ahead, walk around the mall and get some froyo.
Up ahead, we got your final check on news and sports, your final countdown, and right now, it's a dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Now, there's no law that says you can't be an idiot. And the problem is you might end up breaking a few laws because you are an idiot.
I always wish there were charges for stuff like that, or like just bad mom charge, you know what I mean? Or stupid.
A charge for being a dumbass of the day?
Just, like, you can't be charged with stupid, and I just find that is a hole in the system.
A gaping hole that needs to be filled.
That's where we come in.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A 30-year-old woman in Cincinnati named Jasmine Ortiz got pulled over on Tuesday with an expired registration and claimed she didn't need a new registration because she was, quote, traveling. Not driving.
Just traveling
so behind the wheel of the car.
Oh, okay.
With her foot on the gas.
Well, that's disturbing.
And the brake.
That's not good news at
made
all.
Made absolutely no sense to the officers.
Right.
Because she was, in fact, driving.
I'm just traveling. But also, how does that even fly?
her 5-year-old son was in the car with her. But that's it. And it's also not how the law works.
That's right. Uh-huh.
When the cops said that her car had to be towed, she claimed the Constitution gave her the right to travel without police interference.
What? Which amendment is that?
I don't know, but immediately after telling the officers about this constitutional violation that they had imposed upon her, she drove off.
You guys should be embarrassed.
As the tow truck is trying to get it towed, she decides to slam the gas and a high-speed chase ensues.
Clearly, she's on the right side of the law.
Absolutely. The Constitution is on her side.
That's all she's got to say.
It's in the Geneva Convention.
Don't you love it when people do that, too? And you're like, wait, did you just quote the... I don't think you have the book.
That's
do
not
you
even
have
in
the
there.
Little booklet? No,
I mean,
don't.
It's like 99 cents on Amazon. Get you some.
So registration or insurance? What was
registration. Not even insurance, just registration.
Just the registration of the vehicle.
But she only drove about a mile before she pulled into her driveway.
Oh, my God.
And the cops swarmed and arrested her.
You can't do that. I live here. It's in the Constitution. Wait a second. What?
It gets better because she thought that was illegal.
Shut up.
She started yelling for people on the street to help her fight off the officers, which nobody did.
You're in my yard. Yes, ma'am.
We're coming to take you away. You are violating all types of laws. No, I'm not. It's in the Constitution.
So was she drunk too, or?
No, she was perfectly sober, according to Cincinnati.com. No substances on her car or in her system.
So she just really thinks this.
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And she's 30.
She should not be driving at all.
She's not 17, first time behind the wheel. She is a grown woman with a child.
And no registration.
Oh, it's so money.
Do we know if that's her car for real?
Yeah, that was her car. She just didn't have it registered.
Well, you don't have to. It's against the Constitution.
Obviously, Em.
Who's
got the egg on their face?
Yeah, right? Everyone should feel stupid. She's the only one that knows.
An ass.
Yeah, I am completely a jerk for even thinking otherwise.
God. I infringed upon your constitutional privileges, ma'am, and I apologize.
I feel like the dumbass of the day.
You and I both am. She's facing charges for resisting arrest, failure to comply, and child endangerment. That is your dumbass of the day. Such a idiot.
It's a good one.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
KNRQ.
Almost 9 decades without committing any crimes. This is such a weird reason to end that streak. There is an 84-year-old dude named Uriel Bradshaw in West Palm Beach, Florida. And he was eating some mango in his bedroom on Saturday night.
How old did you
84,
say?
84, man.
Okay.
You got to get that vitamin B. Mango will do that for you.
Gross. Okay.
Gross.
Sorry.
His 65-year-old wife came into the room and asked him to pick up his effing mango peels on the floor.
Wow, he really rubbed the cradle on that one.
Yeah, man.
Way to go,
He's
buddy.
A cat daddy.
All right.
And he got so upset that he ended up grabbing a steak knife and stabbing her in the shoulder and the chest. Ask me pick up my mango peels. I'll teach you.
It's a stealthy 84-year-old.
Right?
Woo.
Quick as a cat.
Did not realize that was going to happen.
When the cops got there, he said he didn't remember stabbing his wife.
Well, I mean, he's 84.
Yeah.
He can. Oh, man, it's like the Seinfeld episode. We steal. We're old. No, you can't do that.
It's not acceptable.
It doesn't mean you can
steal. It's not a
pass, bro. We're old.
We all do it. Do what? Steal?
Oh, man.
Commit crimes? Uncle Leo. Jerry, hello. It looks like he did remember fighting with his wife over the mango peels, but has absolutely no recollection, of stabbing his wife.
Yeah, it gets real shady around you guys saying assault. That seems like not something I would do.
Not at all. I'm 84 years old. I'm a reputable pillar in this community.
If I was a psycho, you'd know it way before this, right?
Let me ask you this, officer. Would a mango be concerned about vitamin B at 84? Do you see what I'm eating? A mango. Trying to do my life right. What are you doing?
If I was going to use anything, it would be the mango.
He was charged with one felony count of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and this is the first time he's ever been charged with a felony in his life. And according to the Palm Beach Post, this is possibly his first arrest at all. They can't confirm for sure because I guess the record system that they used to have, keep in mind this dude's 85, almost 85, the record system has changed, so they might have arrested him at some point previously and just lost record of it, but they can't find any trace that this dude has even had a ticket.
Well, if they can't find that, then he can also say, I don't remember that. You don't remember anything else. Me too.
We're two peas in a pod.
Look at us. We have so much in common, cops.
We should be besties. We're pretty much bros.
Sorry about her drama. I don't know. She does this all the time, but...
Did we just become best friends?
I don't remember anything about the weapon.
There's so much room in here for extracurricular activities.
Well, there's so much room in here for my activities. Oh, God.
This is such an epic scene. And then the bunk beds break and collapse. God, it was a terrible idea. Why would you let us do that? The horror.
Step Brothers.
So good. Will Ferrell at his finest.
I don't think that's what happened here.
No.
But I like it.
It's a positive way to end things.
That's so weird.
Very bizarre, right? 85 years in this game called life, and you pick now.
Well, I want to know what...
To become a domestic abuser.
What the hell was she saying? Like, she must have really pushed some buttons there.
Yeah. These mango peels smell like your feet. What'd you say?
that's the... is that the pushing point right
Zero
there?
Zero to 100, man.
He's real sensitive about his... Oh, man. So many references. So many.
So little time. Aaron Rodgers' brother Jordan just won the Bachelorette. We talked about this yesterday, and during the course of the show, it became clear that Jordan and his brother are not close.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Aaron even said he was not watching the show and has no plans to watch the show. Now Us Magazine says that Aaron is estranged from his entire family, and as I predicted yesterday, they're reporting it's all because of his girlfriend, Olivia Munn.
I wonder what the hell that's all about.
Like I said, there's been people in the locker room that have played with Aaron before, just cats that either played with him in college or played with him in Green Bay, who have noticed ever since he got with Olivia Munn, the term people have thrown around to describe him is Hollywood.
Really? So he's all of a sudden too good deal?
He's a celebrity now. He's on red carpet premieres.
Yeah, but he's got a family. That doesn't mean, you know what I mean? So
oh, I get it.
I got it. There's more to it.
There has to be.
There definitely is.
The only... information I've really got to go off of right now is just the murmurs that have come out over the last couple of years since he's been with Olivia Munn, where people have said that this dude is a different guy now.
Well, that's not really on her. I guess it's on him. But when you're estranged from your parents and your parents are keeping their distance, there got to be something else that happened.
Well, it could be this, because according to Us Magazine, supposedly Olivia has a strong personality she doesn't get along with them. And both sides blame each other for the communication breakdown.
Okay.
So the way she says it, according to Us Magazine, basically she's got a leash on Aaron. Like, until your family is cool with me, I have no desire to be with them. And if you want to be with me, you'll do what I'm trying to do.
Or it's not even that conversation. It's more of a... Because this happens all the time, really, with a spouse or a significant other in your family.
They just don't blend.
Not blending, yeah. So it could just be very tense. And because he's kind of a dick about it and hasn't made any efforts to change that... I can see how that would cause a rift. I don't know if she ever, I mean, I don't see her sitting him down and being like, you can't talk to your family until they like me. I see it more as, well, that's uncomfortable. Now we have to not go
distance,
around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that happens all the time. Actually, personal story, my sister has a problem with the in-laws, and she's been married for years, but there's just a problem with that. He's got sisters and the parents, and they act... they don't have open arms to her and the kids in terms of get-togethers and stuff. And she just, it keeps getting worse and worse. So really, my brother-in-law is sort of not estranged from his family, but kind of on the outskirts of everything just because they're acting weird about her. So who knows who's got the biggest problem, but it sounds like it is his relationship.
Absolutely, man. Huh. That sounds like it is the root of the evil in this situation. I gotta say, though, man, Jordan is probably going to be doing the rounds for the next couple of weeks, doing the press rounds. So questions are going to be asked.
Totally.
Inevitably, we will hopefully get some kind of information, because this is a pretty bizarre situation. I mean, it's not like, you know, your brother won an Academy Award or won the Pulitzer or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just won The Bachelor. But still, I mean, you're not congratulating him. You're not... wishing him success on his new relationship. Whether that's a real relationship or not is yet to be determined. But it's just, it's bizarre, man.
Definitely. I'm curious to see what he answers. I mean, because people are going to want to be the ones to get this answer.
To get the scoop, yeah.
So I can't wait to see how he handles that.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why is you happy, mother...
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
I'm rocking as Emma.
Hey, good morning.
It is a good morning, Em.
I know.
It is a great morning.
It's a great day. Suicide Squad day.
No clouds in the sky. It's going to be like 90-something today. It's going to be a hot one. We're going to be in an air-conditioned theater checking out a awesome movie. At least hopefully it's awesome.
You've been waiting to see this for like 2 years.
Almost, yeah. San Diego Comic-Con 2014 is when they... they were first revealed, I believe. So, yeah, 2 years now. A little bit more.
Let's see if you get disappointed or you're pleased based on the reviews. They're all sorts of all over the place. They shot down Rotten Tomatoes yesterday.
Not good. I am going to just continue to be cautiously optimistic, keep my expectations as tempered as possible, and
going there for what I'm hoping will be the blockbuster of the year.
Cool. I'm excited. I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good time. We got quite a few people going out to see that movie with us today. So have a nice little group activity, mm-hmm. little field trip. What else you got going on in the meantime?
Let's see here. I got to do a lot of work. I got some stuff going on. I got important appointments all day, Rock. You know, all my important appointments. Nah, I'm not doing much until the movie. Really excited. I'm going to get some stuff done and get ready to go.
All right, man.
Probably pick you up if it all works out.
That'll be dope. Come through, do some chilling before we go out there and check out Suicide Squad. Maybe watch a little bit of Batman vs. Superman or something. Or maybe some of the... We could watch some of the old Batman the Animated Series episodes.
Always down for that. You mean with the pow?
No. That's like the 60s and 70s. I'm talking like the Bruce Timm stuff was on in the early 90s.
All right, I'll do that.
I've got the box set, so maybe we check that
out. Is it open or is it just on your shelf?
No. All right. I can see why you would ask such questions.
Yeah, well, you've got tons and tons of movies and none of them are unwrapped.
No.
Yeah.
Well, a vast majority are not unwrapped.
Like you're running an eBay store or something.
I should, man. I should just open up a shop.
Yep.
See what I could get, man. We've got Beefcake getting ready to roll in here. He's got the 90s at noon for your lunchtime pleasure. No word on if Al's going to be in or not. So
I don't know. I texted him. I threw him a text at like 5:30 this morning. So I may have woken him up. He might be back asleep.
It was important. It was. It's kind of an emergency.
Yeah.
So after you got Beefcake, you may have Al. I'll get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield. And then me and Em, we will talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning on the NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7. Tag NRQ.
All right. What do we got here?
It's the KNRQ Morning Show with Rock and Emma.